I know it's cold outside.
I know that.
You know it's cold.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you make sure you hit that?
Oh, see how the music
that button.
Down?
Yeah, but the still, they don't be hearing us. They don't be hearing us.
Facebook stream live. One.
We
two,
got Facebook.
Three,
we got Instagram.
Four, five,
we got another one.
Six.
Then we got YouTube.
We got the
so we on
pocket.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. 19 cameras in the building at every angle that you could possibly ever want to be filmed in.
And trust and believe, by the time he get home, all of those angles will be put on something.
Yeah, you know, I was scared to go live. I didn't want people to really see my face at one point.
But that's because you're not used to going live. Funny because you're used to taking pictures, so I don't understand
I'm
what the thing
king.
Is.
I'm the selfie king. I got my angle. I know how to get to it. I just started using my right angle. Because everybody's used to seeing the same angle. Because I'm fat. People just want to really see me from the chest up.
What? Oh, my goodness.
But give me 6 months. You know, I broke my neck, so I haven't been able to get to the gym the way I'm supposed to. I'm not supposed to be doing too much. I did that at therapy this week. They put a 2.5-pound weight on my canes, and I had to lift it up in the air. That was my therapy.
That was your therapy?
Yeah. I'm sensitive.
Well,
know?
I mean, it's like a recovery.
It is.
It is. You have to get to it.
It's a process. I'm expecting about 8 years before I get this corrected, is what my surgeon told me about.
I can believe it.
Of recovery. So that'll put me almost 10 years less than retirement age, so I might as well never get another job in my life. That's the goal.
Hey,
I mean, not that I don't.
Nothing
you know,
wrong with
I work,
that.
I work my entire life. And I
think I wish I could retire right now.
Yeah,
sometimes I'll be tired.
My goal was to retire at 36. Well, actually, I retired once at 26. From the YMCA.
How long?
I did 12 years at the Y. So once you got to like so many years, you were fully vested in the pension.
Oh, okay.
So I was full-time from the RIP, quiet director, you know, certified, you know. So by the time I said, you know what, enough's enough. Or actually, it wasn't, it didn't go like that. They actually told me to leave. But it worked out great. I had enough time vested in. They wanted to fire me. I quit at the same time. Whenever you're going to get fired, folks.
Just quit. No, why not get fired and then get the unemployment?
You always have some reasons you can quit. And then if you know they were going to fire you, just make sure it happens simultaneously. So they can't go to the course and be like, you know, he quit. No.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. So you might as well just let them just get rid of you.
Same time. If you fire me,
I quit. Say you can say it.
Yeah, I left UPS. I think I was making $100 a week. Like, UPS is, that's the hardest work I ever did in my life. And I got hurt, and something happened, and I ended up getting on unemployment. I started getting $400 a week on unemployment. I was making $100, and I said, this is great. 6 months off.
Well, since we're talking about since we're talking about jobs, please tell me about your job on Saturday.
Oh, jeez. I have a goal. Since I got out of the hospital and I was booked at that party up in Oyer Grove for my family, they actually made me DJ straight from the hospital. I had a walker, had my neck brace on. I said, listen, when I get there, don't laugh, okay? I don't want no laughter. You know, I need you to be sympathetic. I need you to just let me do my thing. That lasted for 20 minutes, okay? Mr. DJ, we want to hear the Blue Cheese song.
What the hell is the Blue Cheese song?
I asked before I got there, like, give me a list of songs you want. Make sure I have them. You know, the Blue Cheese song. Okay, gotcha. No problem. Blue Cheese coming up. So, they said, okay, birthday girl's coming down the steps, Mr. DJ. Put that Blue Cheese song on. Okay. Put the Blue Cheese song on and send. That ain't it, Mr. DJ. I said, it says right on the screen, Blue Cheese.
Well, what was
Blue Cheese, that's what it says. Right here. Look, come around the DJ booth. Blue Cheese. That ain't it. So
what was it, like a dance song?
No, play it off my phone, Mr. DJ. Don't disrespect me and tell me to plug your phone up into my system.
But they needed that they needed that certain song.
Right, the Blue Cheese song.
The Blue Cheese song.
So I don't think I ever played it because I said, you're not telling me nothing. Come to find out, it was the CJ Whoopty song, Blue Cheese. But it's not under the Blue Cheese. They just took a random lyric. just one random lyric out of the song and said, that's the name of the song. That's why you have to pay me what I want, because I have to be a mind reader and understand that when you say blue cheese, you really mean whoopty. Like, it's a different language.
They don't know that. They just pick a name out of a song.
Yeah, so I'm not going through that kind of stress anymore.
I'm stressed out because why do a Tuesday feel like a Monday two times?
Two times. Like, it was just Friday. It was just the weekend go by so fast.
No, October went by so fast.
October did.
You know, like, I mean, by the time you blinked and looked up, October was gone.
Because I had 19 parties for October. So I didn't know what day it was. They was just like, show up at a certain place, and that's where I was. Give me my money. So I go home to the next one. And a couple years ago, I had the energy to be like, I'm a DJ at Sneaker Villa from 12 to 8. I'm going to leave Sneaker Villa and go to the Pinnacle Nightclub, 720 Arch Street, to rock out with DJ Pat from 9 to 2. And then I'm going to go to the After Hours with DJ
Well, I
VJ.
Mean, you ain't doing that now.
Oh, I'm not doing that.
First of all, by the time you do one and a half things, you could go to the market, come home, put the groceries up, and then now you tired and you sleep.
Oh, I only got 4 hours of energy.
I got two and a half.
I got 4 hours before my back goes out, my neck starts spraining.
I don't think I've been asleep in 3 months.
Yeah.
And good night's sleep.
Yeah, I'm mature. I'm older. You know, I still have the tenacity and the mental power of an 18-year-old. But my body say, hey, you better go get some Epsom salt when you go to Rite Aid this time because you're running out.
Yeah, that's what they said. I was at a party. They gave rest in peace my cousin, Arthur. He had passed away. So we
2 fingers up. 3 fingers, what is it? 3 fingers up.
You don't even got it right. All right, here we go. He won't say, okay. But we were there, and while we were there, they like, Atasha, do this dance and go down low. I said, no. Yeah. I can't go down no low.
The girls got that dance where they just be rocking down.
No, yeah, that's called the Meganese.
Oh, you go down and do the Megan dance if you want.
Man, I'm going to be stuck right down there, honey. And you try to tell me, and I want to work out and everything. I got to get ready for all of that. If you think that I'm going to be doing some Meganese,
You're not doing that.
That's the thing with working out anyway.
Because I used to percolate. Can you imagine me percolating right now? Oh, man. My partner would be like, hey, Tone, get out there and get it hype. I'd be like, yes, percolate, come on. Yeah. Come on, you see me, Grandma. Come on, Grandma, get your ass. Move your ass, bitch. Not today.
Well, listen to this. Listen. Let's switch the subject.
Right.
So I posted this post today because the little comedian guy, he asked about guys, and he was like, you know, like, why am I even arguing with you? And you don't even like own a suit. Like, you don't even own a turtleneck. Right. Like, you don't even own a shirt, a decent belt. Mm-hmm. Do you think that it's, I mean, and even in this world that we live in today, I see a lot of stores that's pushing away from it because everybody is kind of wearing activewear. Mm-hmm. So they're making the activewear as, you know, like, look like, kind of like dress clothes.
So you put a shirt on and they already got a tie hooked up in it.
But,
and the black buttons going
But it still have the workout pants go from you at your 9-to-5 job to working out at the gym.
Put your sneakers on.
Take your shoes off. Put your sneakers on and this, that, and that.
Right.
So how do you feel about that? And I think that, to me, it takes away from, you know, like things like weddings and funerals and stuff like that where people is just coming dressed. Not saying that as you are, but I mean, I don't want you at my wedding with a pair of jeans on.
Yeah,
you understand what I'm saying?
Back in the day, you know, it was a big thing. You go to the clothes store and get to pick out your suit. And, you know, as a guy, that's how we do. Girls just go get a couple dresses off the rack, put some accessories. But we had to plan, get fitted. The guy come down, do the tape measure, get your shoes. It's a whole process for guys.
it's the same for women. Y'all don't think that we do it, but think about it. Like, y'all just really have to go. Y'all get y'all suit. Yes, it has to be tailor-made to you.
Tailor-made.
You understand what I'm saying? And then you just go get a haircut. Think about the girls. I mean, not saying that y'all don't get y'all nails and stuff done, but they got to go get nails done. You got to get hair done. You got to get your feet done. You got to find a heel. You got to find a dress. You got to get the right hairstyle. You got to get the right jewelry. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all just pick out. Y'all might have a nice ring, a nice chain, and it's the go-out chain. Where did they go wrong with sweatpants and all that kind of stuff to everything?
It's just this misplaced generation. And that's what it is.
You think it's the generation? Because I see a lot of nothing but older people.
The parents aren't there to tell the kids, the teenagers, how to put it together. And the kids dress themselves. They make their own dinner. There's no supervision in the house from after school until it's time to wake up the next morning, which is when the parents jump into action. Get your ass up! Get out of my house! You got to go!
But what I'm saying is, what about the parents that, you know, we see this here where it's a lot of talk about parents is not being there, but what about the parents that's doing these things to keep, you know what I mean, food on the table and to keep the... No, not them kind of parents. We're not talking about the kind that you know. I'm saying just in general.
If your mom was a prostitute, hit us up right now in the DMV.
Ain't no who gonna hit somebody up and say their mom was a prostitute. But you understand what I'm saying? Like,
right.
How do you feel like we should have like a ball? Where as though everybody can get dressed up.
Everybody's dead.
Oh, you know what? That's coming on after the break. I'm going to do that players ball.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, so people can get dressed up because people really don't know what it's like. When I went to a party recently, the invitation basically said no sneakers, no athletic wear, none of that stuff. Like, you will be turned down at the door.
At the door.
And I think that's cool because, I mean, people not getting dressed up like they, you know, like they normally used to.
You know, we're going to talk about that tonight, and then in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll jump into a little bit more adult conversation. You know, you don't want to just jump in and start talking filth, floor, and filth about stuff that comes across my timeline that I have to be involved in. We want to keep it.
It comes out all the time.
It's going to be like a smooth trajectory from banana pudding.
Yeah, we have to like show the banana pudding. Goodie box.
Banana pudding.
Gave us banana pudding. It's a strawberry kind and it's a regular.
Yeah,
and it looks like these are the real vanilla wafers in there.
Okay. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to do a live taste test in studio. Okay. Tell the people what it really tastes like.
Tell the people what it really tastes like.
She's doing pre-orders now. You can follow her at Goodie Box Pudding so you can get your taste of what it is. And what I didn't tell you, Tosh, is that these might be infused. Okay?
Oh,
might be.
Something.
I'm not sure. She said two of them were infused and two weren't. So we got to chance it up, okay? That's what I meant to tell you, Liz.
Okay. See, this is what I mean. That's another reason that I'm kind of scared about eating and drinking eating stuff
like,
and all of that. Because you just never know. It's so much stuff like... It was so crazy. I was at my sister's house, and I said to her...
Wait. Can we open the show? We just came on talking shit. They don't know who we are. They don't know what station
this is. That's the way that you like to do it. You just like to just come on, and then we be talking for an hour, 50 minutes, and then you say, oh, let's open up the show. Right. Okay, we about to close it.
All right, so we're going to do the official. Let me get this player's ball anthem off, because we were talking about clothes after that player's ball. For everybody listening at home on the radio.
On the radio, they heard that player's ball anthem.
Heard that player's ball. This is Tuesday night, 8 to 10. It's a very disrespectful Tuesday. Not in a bad way. Not like, you know, we shouldn't listen to them because, you know, they just talk and scream at each other and there's no...
No, we don't scream at each other.
...congruity with the show. It just looks like every other show. You know, every...
It looks you like, wears me out. I swear you do.
It looks like, you
wears
know,
me out.
Cause you know, you scroll the dials and it just be like a bunch of people screaming. They're not talking about nothing.
I mean, but in all honesty, it's to the fact of, depending on who you are, it don't matter if the content is decent or not. You know, understand what I'm saying? It's going to always be, oh, they decent or they better because of who they are.
And another thing, we look better. Okay, you are the number one
chocolate mommy
princess.
The chocolate mommy princess.
You are.
I can't with you.
Yes, you are. You're not muy caliente, not hotcha.
Not hotcha. I knew you had to go with something.
You are muy caliente, Tasha.
Okay. See, this is why I really respect you, Truth, because from day one. Mm-hmm. That's how you was. Like, yo, we got a thorough one on our team.
Right.
See what I'm saying? Like, they raised me today.
Yeah, the test was back in 88 when I got out of school and I thought I was going to be on radio. That's when I took all the tests. Went to Cherry Hill School of Broadcasting and everything.
Let's talk about Tess. I did
we
not know.
We haven't finished talking about. You just want to jump in, Tosh.
No, because I'll be forgetting. But why do we had to fill out at the voting booth? When we talk about Tess, why we had to scribble in?
Today is a voting day. If you're not aware, you probably didn't vote, and we know you didn't because it wasn't Donald Trump versus somebody. But this was a very important election day, so we're going to talk about politics in the 9 o'clock hour, too. We're going to fit it in with our sex talk and everything.
For 2 minutes.
But PCRadioLive.com, we are the hashtag
number one internet radio station.
Yep, and to go with that, we are the hashtag number one podcast in America. Yes. Round of applause for that. Damn. And listen, if I can't pat myself on the back, ain't nobody else going to do it for me, okay? If you're listening on the TuneIn Radio app, all you got to do is download
TuneIn,
the app.
TuneIn, free.
That way you can listen in your car, on any Bluetooth device, on the website.
PC and it's Radio. Free, F-R-E-E. Mm-hmm. We know that they say that everything, you know, when they say free, that means it's always something, but it's really not. It's free.
It's free. And until you get to our Patreon page, once you get to the Patreon page...
That's not free.
Oh, that's not going to be free. Exclusive content, behind the scenes, the stuff we talk about before the mic goes on. That's what you want to embrace. On the social media, we are at Philly Coalition Radio on Facebook.
Tell them again about the TuneIn app. You have to search. You have to go into your Play Store. And you have to search TuneIn app. And it's like green. You click on there, and then you search PC Radio Live.
There you go.
It's PC Radio Live.
PC Radio Live. And then if you're streaming it on the Facebook, you got the live stream on Facebook, you get to see us in high definition on high def.
And on YouTube as well.
And the YouTube channel.
It's Tosha and Truth.
Tosha and Truth, the podcast. And all the old shows are there, too. I upload them twice a week. You won't miss an episode. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe.
And subscribe to it. Like, comment, and subscribe. Right, we have to get that.
Because this is what I need. We're at 680 subscribers. By the end of this show, I need to be at 800 subscribers. So, go to the YouTube, DJ Truth Tosh Podcast. Or you can search Very Disrespectful. Hashtag. Take you right to the channel.
Very Disrespectful. That's the hashtag. All right,
we need 1,000, but I'm only holding them responsible for 800.
Okay.
So that's like 140 is what I need right now. And then follow us on the Instagram at DJTRUUF. Simply the goddamn best at what I do.
And that's who are. You understand? And Muay Caliente Tosha on Instagram and Latasha Muay Caliente Crawley on the Facebook channel. You can go to the Tosha Truth Podcast on Instagram as well as Tosha Truth
on
Twitter.
All right. You got it all down packed. Like you did on your homework.
I have.
I'm right now.
I have.
That's why you're the number one.
My man.
Oh, that's what I'm talking
this
about.
Is what we do.
Now, other radio stations, they'd be like, can you go to our social media? What is it? What's your page? What's your social media? Damn, y'all don't know nothing about each other?
We're not even going to get into that. I'm not even going to talk about your folks that just didn't know nothing.
Oh, my folks disrespectful like me.
They didn't know anything, so... They didn't want to know. But anyway, we're still opening up the show if y'all don't even know.
I talked to King Thot earlier.
Oh,
and,
okay.
He is going to put together something really nice for the porno hour from 9 to 10.
Oh, right? Okay.
So, not every week, but because he's very busy young man. But once a month, I'm going to include him as an on-site reporter live from the strip clubs.
Oh. Right,
so you get a chance to see some of the stuff that goes on behind the scenes.
I mean, they see that on the post that you post.
Oh, yeah. Well, not on Instagram. I had to slow down.
Because you're getting banned.
No, I got shadow banned last week. I got my one account taken away from me. Somebody just told me that for $500, they'll give my Instagram the movie back. I was like, okay. You know what I do for $500 to get my Instagram back? Create Instagram the movie 2. Okay, and buy 15,000 followers and keep the other 98% of that, and we go out to dinner. Steak 48, all right?
Nothing wrong with that.
Shit. All right? So we want you guys to just do that. Follow our sponsors, Goodie Box Pudding. She is going crazy on the live.
Yes, she is. And we are going to get ready. When we come back, we're going to try it on
live. And mushrooms are coming back.
What mushrooms?
They call it shrooms.
Oh no, I'm not. Shrooms. Oh hell no. You can try that on air by your damn self.
You ever try any psychedelics?
No, I'm not trying none of that stuff. No, I'm not.
Remember back in elementary school, they used to do the drug thing, drug assemblies.
Used to have the this is your brain on drugs.
But little did they know, they were just teaching the kids how to burn down heroin and coke, melt it down, how to use needles. That's what they was really doing, to be honest with you. Okay.
Was they teaching you that? Because I didn't get that from that assembly. I didn't get that from that assembly.
They was teaching you how to roll up blunts.
No, they was not.
It was.
No, they were not.
And then they said, this is, hold on.
Let me see this. You'd be like this.
You see this sheet of paper? You see how it has little funny faces on it? This is LSD. And be careful, because they're going to rip it off in a certain pattern. And you just put it on your tongue and let it melt in your... How do I know how to do LSD now? Because of those assemblies.
Oh, Lord. No, they was teaching you not to do it. So if somebody told you to put this piece of paper in your mouth, do not do that. But you had to... You get the other way. See, this is why. This is why. This is kind of why I'm kind of nervous about, you know, eating these snacks, because you just never know what nobody put into these snacks.
Well, these snacks are good. Like I said, you got a 50-50 chance you'll be high as a kite by the time you leave here. So we'll figure
out. Oh, hell no. I could take a little dibble. No, it ain't no damn way. Look, they said this is your brain on drugs. This is your brain. This is your brain on drugs. They used to have the shit in the frying pan, crack that joint open, that egg be sizzling, burnt it. No, well, I want the kind of drugs that when you put it in a pan, it don't burn that fast. Right. Turn the pan down.
Right.
Will your egg burn that quick?
Right. So now we can't even eat breakfast without. See, now we can't eat breakfast live.
I just don't do it sunny side up. I'll just scramble.
This is your brain on drugs scrambling. Now you hungry. You got the munchies. You want drugs because they kept.
Man, you want drugs? No, truth. No, nobody wants drugs. That's the problem. They taking too many drugs.
Yeah, these kids today is on everything.
Everything?
Everything.
Everything.
Everything. You know, you go up to the corner like, yo, let me get a bag of reefer. They high off of heroin.
Yes, they are.
Zippers, Cokes, uppers, downers.
What is zippers?
Perks, Zanny, blues.
Yo, you know like, all of them. God damn. I don't know if I want to be at them parties.
But that's what they do. Like, man. And I lost a couple friends from taking bad perks, so. Don't be just I'm going to tell this story, and then we're going to get into something positive. I was at Broad and Girard.
I think that this is positive, too, because it may be kids listening, and they need to know what not to do.
So the young lady, very pretty young lady, she was probably a stripper because she had a stripper bag. It was late at night. And she's standing there at the bus stop, and some guys walked up. Weed, wet, powder, coke, heroin, dope.
Oh, wow.
You know, that's how they do.
Okay.
You don't know. You just screaming out stuff. So she got interested in one of the drugs that she...
the drug of her choice.
And she said, how much... He was trying to get her number, but she was like, how much you want for the Zanny bars?
Mm-hmm.
$65, $80, whatever.
So what is a Zanny bar? Is it like something that they cook up and is Zanny's all in it?
I think it's like a Hershey bar. Like, I don't know. I have
okay,
no idea.
Okay.
But never met this girl. She don't know him. This young lady pulled out all this money, $80, whatever, and bought like 3 or 4 pills off of this random person on the street. I thought that was the most idiotic thing I've ever seen in my life.
You want to know why? Because it could have been a leaf.
Right. She would have never known. All you got to do is take a little thing and write a number on it and be like, oh, this is it. This is the new shit.
But the crazy part is that they will really, they mind will psych them out that they're high.
Right. Right.
And they really don't even be high.
You know what? I get high.
Somebody just asked, Kalia just asked, what is a zipper?
A zipper?
Yes.
I don't know. Oh, zipper. Like a bag of weed, like in a Ziploc bag.
Oh, so a zipper is a bag of weed in a Ziploc bag.
Yeah, give me a zip. Zip be like $50. $80. Runts is what I heard earlier today in my inbox.
Runts?
I don't know what it is. But
see, that all the same type. The people that be in his inbox do not be in my inbox. So we have a whole different vibe. We have a whole different group of people here.
Because we are the plug. We have soon to be three. I don't know what's the politically correct term. Weed personologists, weed companies.
You always making up a name for.
So we got a couple of them. One guy from Oregon last night, I talked to him about 3 a.m. and I told him I'd give him some shine, send him the paperwork. He was like, hey, that's kind of expensive, man, to be joining that team. Okay. You hype. Okay. I'll call you in the morning. I'm chilling with my shorty right now. It's like 3 a.m. You want me to engage conversation. So I was like, sleep on it, read it over, and that's just a negotiation starting point. But you're not going to chew me down too much.
Well, if you ever want somebody to, you know, boost your, what is it, like boost your, your, like promote you.
We are
Truth is the one, because Truth will be up at 3, 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. And we are doing promotions, and I will post them later on what the promotions are.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I have a social media marketing company. It's called Let's Get Social. And I figure since, you know, I have this broken neck and I can't go to work, I might as well sit home.
Yo, he wears me out.
I got to put it out there because people think, oh, he's moving around pretty good for a broken neck. No, we are a few months removed from surgery. And I just got the bill for the surgery.
I know, I saw it.
Jesus Christ.
You don't have to pay that bill.
$100,000.
That's for one surgery.
Well, that was for 3 days in hospital. I didn't get the first week I was in there, and then the other 17 days I was in Moss Rehab as a result of having a broken neck. So, you know, if anybody recouping from surgery or any kind of workers' comp incident, I feel your pain.
And also, if y'all want us to play a certain song and you're listening to the TuneIn app, because that's how you will be able to hear the song, drop that down. Follow the, you know, go search TuneIn app. TuneIn app, PC Radio, live. Go search that, and then you'll be able to listen to the song of your choice.
And, of course, you'll hear us on all the podcast sites. Amazon Music is a big one for us. iHeart Podcast, iHeart Radio, we are on there. We are on Spotify, Apple Music, we're on there.
And I have to give all praises to you. Because you make sure that all of that is done.
Yeah,
he just called me up. Tosh, I need you to go do this, 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 that, and that. I have to do this, 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 that, and that. Yeah. Multitasking, doing work and everything. But, you know, he makes it do what it does.
And if you want me to do that for you, I will do that for you. Big promotion starting this week. $50 per week. $40 if you're a podcaster. Which that's another big program I'm starting with the True Podcast Network. Where you get a chance to, if you have a podcast, we will tell you all this fun stuff that we do. I'll give you inside information. You'll get a chance to consult with me and Tosh, and I'll put you in a power position, and then we'll do a bunch of cross marketing, networking, and things like that. Like with the Mr. Know It All podcast, who's live with us on the stream. He's checking in. My man Keith, he's doing what he got
to
do.
And I want to say hi to Cousin Lakeisha.
Hey, Cousin Lakeisha.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Another one is my man Alex with the four gay guys at the table. I think it's fucking hilarious, and I will support that. They can join. So you guys, Alex got long hair. He's Indian or something, black and Indian,
okay.
Black a Bulgarian or something. I don't know
what is he? A what? A both Indian. Yo, if you got the... Remember we used to write down your words whenever you said something, right, and we ain't know what it was, so we could have it, you know, right, in the book of truth words?
Right.
Bodindian is one of them.
There you go. One time for everybody on my... Actually, I told you, I got a couple shouts. That go-to guy, my publicist, checking in from South Carolina.
Okay.
Okay, heavy on a check-in. One time for Haji215, who's one of the biggest promoters in the game. All right, just quit his job. I'm proud of him. I told him he should have quit last year, but I told him I'd be a megalodon in that phone business, phone trap. So he's getting back to business. I like that. Tommy Cavalli Jones, one of the hottest comedians from down the bottom, is a good friend of mine. And everybody else checking. Oh, G5, one of my artists who signed up for the SMS 70.
That's what I was going to ask you about. So how is that going?
It's going great. It's going great.
Because I haven't heard any songs yet. I just heard the one guy.
We got the one guy, and then G5. He's got two tracks involved. I am Chapalaka. Just signed up. She's signing up probably today or tomorrow. The singing Jonathan. I call
him.
Yeah. He's a, oh my gosh.
Oh, he's a beast.
Talented young man.
That's the one that I heard.
Talented young man. All right.
That I really like.
And Papoose gave him the cosign. So as soon as I saw Papoose on his timeline, and you know, that don't happen. You know, these celebrities are so stuck with themselves.
Not all of them.
But they don't reach down. Once they get up, you know, you reach out to them in the inbox, they don't respond to you.
In all honesty, you don't even have to be a celebrity for people to do that. Like, you just have to have a certain amount of followers and people hyping you up.
Right.
And you're not even a celebrity.
Right.
And or somebody, you know, I guess with a status, and they just think that they're so decent.
Yeah, don't make us pull your cards. Okay.
Because I respond to people.
Got her network is like 100,000 strong. I respect Tosh for reaching out to a lot of her fan base because, you know,
it's not a fan. Fans is what keep you cool in the summertime.
Exactly. I don't even like to say I got fans.
No, I reach out, and even when people are trying to. What I can say, like some of the guys that come in here and they kind of like overstep their boundaries, I just kind of like check them on that end, and then, but I still will, you know, like, okay, well, enjoy your day or whatever, you know, because I just really don't want to hear it, or you tried it, you feel what I'm saying?
Right.
And then they, you know, step back, but I try to reach out to each and everybody because I'm not no better than anybody else. Just because you got a certain amount of followers or something like that, that don't make you better than anybody.
Yeah, don't downplay that guy that only got 300-400 followers, because with off the internet, he's a beast. He's a monster. All right, making magic moves, making $1 million in his savings account.
And the ones with 300 or something thousand people don't have nobody. They just did some goofy stuff. You understand? And made people laugh. That's the crazy part about it. Is like, I'm not going to sell my soul or just be doing nothing goofy all on the internet just for somebody to like me. Like, that's crazy.
I thought about starting to walk around with my shirt off and...
Oh, my God.
What do you call thirst trapping?
That's what they call it?
Yeah. I said, if these guys can walk around half naked... And, you know, that's how they're getting followers. And the girls walking around with half naked and then talking about, why are you so thirsty, you know?
But that's just a thirst trap right there to even say, why are you so thirsty? They already know what's going to happen.
So on the Patreon, you get a chance to see the segment of the show where I sit here with my belly out. Okay? $5 to subscribe to the Patreon to see that.
So I'm going to just be sitting over here with clothes on and you just go have your day of belly out?
Yep.
Lord, you got tattoos on it?
I'm tatted up. See that? I'm tatted up.
Okay, player. You tatted.
I got my ex on here that I hate, absolutely disguised. And just found out my ex-mom is on my Instagram and Facebook.
Oh.
I'm scrolling.
How you feel about that? Like, you know, it's people that have private pages. I wonder, and I always say it like now, like, why have private pages? Why have the people that you already follow that don't really like you following? You might as well just follow some new people that you don't even know.
Right. If you're a public figure like us, you know, as a public figure, you can't be...
You can't even have a private page.
And if you are a politician, you can't block people, you know?
Let's talk about that politician. Yeah. Let's talk about politics at this point.
Yeah, you can't block people. Because I had this guy, I forget his name, he's an African guy in California, and he decided he was going to run for governor of California. But he was a Donald Trump fan, but he's darker than both of us together. I said, nigga, please. You a Donald
Trump. You blocked him?
No. I was trolling him. I trolled him for weeks.
He changed it.
He blocked me. He decided he was going to block me. So you know what I did before I reported his account that he had to unblock me?
Because he's a public figure.
He's a public figure. I hit him up from every Twitter account I had, which is 11 right now. I'm running 11 Twitter accounts. I was sandblasting him from Tosh and Truth, the Villas, Shelton Avenue page that don't even exist. I always hit. So.
you just be in the house not doing nothing. That's terrible.
That's the 3 in the morning Truth. You don't want to be involved with that.
Yeah, he terrible. Yeah. That 3 in the morning trooper just called you up and they think that it's 12 o'clock in the afternoon and that he think that you're supposed to talk to him until 10 o'clock the next morning.
Right.
That lies.
Right. And another troll I'm involved in right now, and I'm not even going to say the person, the mate that it's about, because he's a good friend of mine from history. But on his page, there are some accusations thrown at him. And in the comment section, everybody was just railroading him. Oh, I knew he was kind of messed up and this, that, and the third. And
but
I
you
knew
know
he,
that that's easy. That's easy. That's what the people do.
Right. So these people are trying to, like, downplay his entire career on Instagram in the comment section. So I'm a defender of all my friends. I don't care if you murdered somebody, you're my friend, or if you're doing a great thing, you're my friend. I'm still going to defend you, and I'm going to go visit you in jail if you're guilty, and I'm going to support you and buy your products and promote your products like Just Be You Daily.
I don't even want to know who this friend is.
I'm not even going to say his name.
No, please don't. You're going to tell me behind the scenes.
Yeah, I'll tell you behind the scenes. But this young lady, this young lady was going in on him, and I said, you know what, bitch, you're not going
Damn!
Yeah, not on my timeline. Blah, 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 blah. Send. She came right back like, little man, he's guilty. This time I said, little man, you know my dick is not the sling the hook tour? Send. Oh, she was just, won't you shut up? You know, the last time somebody told me to shut up, I just did that the third. She was like, oh my God, enough is enough. Like, she's private. Her page is private, so I can't get into her page. Yeah. I don't want to. But I went in her, on her for 13 straight hours. I'm sure she went to work, and I was blowing up her notifications like, you know what, your pussy stink, and then you got the nerve to be on Instagram. Your phone stink, too, because you have to type your letters. She was like, enough. Will you just leave me alone? He's not guilty.
And you wonder. That's what you was wanting to say anyway.
Right. Right.
Yo, listen, do you know that happened? The same thing happened to me. A young girl was on it was this guy posted something. A young girl, well, I don't even know if she's young or not, but she was like twerking with panties and everything on. But when she turned around, she looked all of like 14 years old.
Right, right.
So I'm like, yo, I said, when you turned around, you look like 14. She's like, what? B, I'm mother effing grown. You just mad because you fat and don't know why I want you. She listened, no, but she started going on in. So I said, well, I never said you couldn't dance. All I said is you look like you 14. So she coming back. We go now I got time.
Right. I got time today. That's coming
normally,
up next.
Normally I won't have time for it. So she was like, yeah, something, because my brother, I said, and then now, I said, you got the audacity to tell somebody that that's your brother posting you? I said, ew, that's nasty.
That's nasty.
So then now she, after I grind her up about that, she like, well, I mean, you so stupid. That ain't my real brother. I said, well, you shouldn't call him your brother. I said, because my brothers and them wouldn't post me with my panties on. Right.
So your brother is
so your brother exactly. You. That's what and I said. That's what I said. I'm all on there like yeah, cause your brother is probably banging you and right. then sending them to your friend. Yo, she was hot with me. She was coming on my pictures. That's why you fat. I said okay.
I'd be like sweetheart. Are
I
you,
said you tried.
I'd be like, do you need help? Are you being sex trafficked? Knock twice if you need help. I'll call the police. Okay?
Yo, if they was mad, everybody blocked me. The boy gonna say, I don't even know who you is. I said, you started following me.
Yo, don't try to play us on social media.
Yo.
You're not gonna win.
Listen, they always try to get me with truth. They get mad at truth. They come right on me. They start telling me about truth, and I ranks them. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
There's nothing you can say.
And then I got people that rides with me. Let somebody say one thing, bull, they like a tag team. Mm-hmm. Like, if you tire, this, I got you. Now they going at them. Now they going right. at them.
So
like,
you got, so you guys have trolling issues for $10, $10 a day. We'll troll the shit out of them. I'll troll them all through the nighttime when they go to work. In church services, I figure
what
out.
You, what the girl say? He innocent.
No, she's like, he's guilty because the
no, because I after you unstroke the
problem. Yeah, if Instagram said he's guilty, then God damn it, he's guilty. I said, who is Instagram? Is this the judge and the jury up there? Okay, everything on the internet is the truth? Is that what you're trying to say? Okay.
Yeah. So you tore her ass up.
I tore her ass up. tore her ass up because she finally just said bye. Oh, know what? She didn't say bye. I said, you're dismissed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's she terrible. Was she was tired.
She was heated. I said, you know what? You're dismissed. She said,
well, listen, do you know they have that feature now? And I didn't even know that they had the feature that if you do go to block somebody, you can block any page that that one person tries to create. So they still can't get back to you. Mm-hmm. Now, you know that that is salty. When a mug trying to, they think, because before they didn't have that feature.
So somebody's going to make a new page and then come back.
Then they will come back, jump right back on your page and all that kind of stuff. So anything that they make, they cannot get back on you. Like, that got you. And then what about the people that's just following you that's not, don't even really like you, and they just really keeping up? Yeah. I really have this one person, and I'm not going to say no names, though. I may one day. But I have this person. She don't like me at all.
You want to try these puddings?
Yeah, but listen. But she follows me and be commenting. Like, yeah, girl, you is funny. I'm like, yo, shorty, you is drawn.
I don't even like you.
No, it's not that I don't like this person. This person just never liked me.
Out of control.
Oh, wow. So we want to, you're trying one?
Yeah, we got, no, not the Jupiter. He's off the air. Can't get his reaction. So today is being sponsored by BU Daily. You can't be anybody else, so you might as well just be you. With the fitted hat, you see what the hat says.
Yeah. Sex instructor. Right. First lesson free.
First lesson is always free when you fucking with me.
Give me $40.
$40. All right. Next lesson is $40.
Oh, God. So.
It's old. Hold on. Yeah, it's old. Got it.
Sex instructor. Mm-hmm. First lesson free.
Right. So.
And the lady is riding the man.
You see it? You see it.
So what are we going to do about
this
pudding?
So just be you daily, and then also Goody Box Pudding. All right? Goody Box Pudding. We're going to do a live sample. I've been thinking about this for 2 days, she says.
Damn. You said something sweet. I need something sweet
to eat. I'm also a diabetic, so I can't really... I have to save, I have to take like 80 units of insulin.
You know what this smells like? Mm-hmm. It smells like the strawberry one smells like the strawberry shortcake ice cream. You know the ice cream sandwich, If it's something in here, it's going to be a problem.
Right. I'll see you by 11 o'clock. Let me start calling me, talking about, hey, too.
I ain't, I'm going to be asleep.
Everybody got that one person they call when they high.
No, not me. Let's see.
That's what you do,
one,
like professional
tasting.
Okay, good.
Okay. Now, we never did a live on-air tasting because we just don't know what it's going to come out to be.
We'll wait for you.
One, two, three.
That's like right here. It's like...
It tastes like lemon in it.
It's something in here.
Actually, it's lemon in it.
No, she ain't gonna tell us to see the recipe. She said that's the very good pudding.
Yeah.
Right there.
It's not bad. It is chunks of
Got vanilla wafers in mine. It got another little cookie.
And it has chessmen cookies in there, but it's
That's what they call these cookies? Chessmen?
Yours is vanilla wafers.
Oh, no, right.
But it's, and she got vanilla wafers and the chessmen cookie. And it's chunks of bananas. Now, although I don't like chunks of bananas in my banana pudding.
This shit right here?
It's not bad.
This shit right here? You know, I put a little freeze on it and then catch it coming out the freezer. You know what I mean? A little chill on this thing.
It's good.
She said it's good.
It's good.
All right.
Goody Box Pudding. It's good.
She's on there.
Y'all got to get with her.
She's doing pre-orders right now for Thanksgiving.
This is really the crunch that's on top of the strawberry. What is it called? What is that strawberry? Yeah, it's like the eclair, but it's the strawberry one. The chocolate
the
one crunchies, is the eclair. Yeah.
Crunchy, strawberry.
It's a strawberry shortcake.
Right. There you go.
Yep, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
This is good.
It's delicious.
It's good.
All right, so she's
now, I hope I don't get high.
Sponsor for this this week's show.
Oh, goodness, and there's something else in there. Like, look. It's like a jelly or something. It's a puree. It's like a strawberry puree. This is real. She all right with me?
She put her foot in this shit.
Literally.
She put her goodie box in there.
Yeah, she put her goodie box in this jewel.
Well, she's a stunner, too. She was supposed to be my date for the Black Mountain event on my birthday. She couldn't make it, but, you know, we work it out. So the next one, we're going to link up. And then we still have an event to get out the way for like a private sip and paint weed party. We'll tell you about that. So keep
sip
a lot.
Paint weed?
It was a glow-in-the-dark paint. I don't want to put the concept out there on everybody trying to steal shit. You know how people do. As soon as they hear you talking about stuff. So what I did, instead of trying to make up new promotions and new events and new this, I started rehashing some of my old stuff, which is way better than the new events that's coming out, because I don't understand.
I mean, well, I guess people are just trying to do things that's different. You understand now? They just not executing it the way that
follow,
it should be executed.
AG5, follow Goodie Box.
Follow Goodie Box.
She'll mail that shit to you. She'll mail it right out to you. All right? So for artists, you guys can join G5. You guys can join G5 and be one of the official SMS 70 artists. Where I'm looking for the 70 greatest artists and talents on all social media.
But when are we choosing them?
It's a process. It's like a 10 to 16 week process.
Oh, okay.
So you guys are going to be locked in, and artists that submit their music with a $50 registration fee, every week we'll talk about their song. They'll get
but
write-up.
Don't you play it?
Yeah, I'm going to start playing music. They'll get a chance to get write-ups. So when I do the write-up for the podcast, that's going to go to all the podcast platforms. So you're like, yo, how can I get my joint on Apple Music or Apple Podcasts or Spotify or this, that, or that? All you got to do is, I'm the plug.
You the what?
I'm the plug.
Yes. You say that with your chest off.
Yeah, with your chest, nigga. Oh, my back. I can't do too much of that.
Well, you, ain't nobody tell you to do it all hard. He's still maneuvering like he got a good back.
Right.
A good neck.
Good back. So you guys want to be a part of that and join the revolution. Follow at that go-to guy. All right. That's my publicist for this event. He'll give you all the information and how you can do your registration payment. And then once I get your songs, you're also going to get a drop script. All right. I need that drop script submitted. G5 included. All right. That way we get some support right from you. And as I'm doing the show, you get a chance to hear you drop something like this. Hold on. Where is?
But they only can hear it on the TuneIn app, right?
On the TuneIn app, and then they'll hear it on whenever we do the post production stuff.
Okay.
Like Miss Red Waters.
Hey everybody, this is Red Waters. When I'm not sucking dick, I'm listening to the DJ Truth.
Okay. All right. So that's what we're going to do. You guys want to be a part of this, so.
The movement.
King Thought threw a couple artists my way. So once I get, it's not that we're only looking for 70, because I might get 700 artists to be a part of this. And then out of those 700 artists, I'm going to find the top 70 artists. So you guys, whoever gets through the finals of that, I got something so special for you. And you know how special it is? I'm going to talk about it in the 9 o'clock hour.
All right.
I got to leave them hanging a little bit. In the 9 o'clock hour, I'm going to tell you, you know what? I'm going to tell you where I'm going with your music, ultimately. But I do want to tell you, I'm going to give myself.
Okay. I'm listening.
Major key alert. Because yesterday morning, all right, I was still naked in bed.
It's always.
But that's how I work. Okay, I'm gonna start taking pictures of that and put it on the gram so I can get more followers.
That's why you got suspended. I thought that was supposed to be on your OnlyFans page.
Oh, OnlyFans Freak File Studios.
Yeah, Freak File Studios.
Or Thought Herder on the Snapchat. You can get a glimpse. But then the premium Snapchat is coming. We can get to see all of Truth. So
literally.
I already do work as the social media guru for the Philadelphia Reign women's professional basketball team that's based in Philadelphia, which is one of almost maybe 12 teams across the country. Okay, Philly is the number one team, number one seeded. We are the Chicago Bulls of the Philadelphia Reign. Okay?
Okay.
So, I have had that job since last November. COVID sort of put us on a strike.
But like everybody.
I still ride it out. Because I like that grassroots thing. I love it. So, just recently, we just got the co-sign from Reebok and the Philadelphia 76ers. All right? They're going to be supporting us, too. So, Sixers don't support just anything. They can't put their brand on the line.
Of anything.
So, with their support, coming into this new season, new coach, new players, and DJ Truth making sure the streets know what's going on. So, the commissioner, owner of the entire league, called me, the lovely Tamika, and she texted me. And she said, "Hey, Truth, can you call me?" Before she hit send, I was, because that's how I do. She's my boss. I need to get right there. She's like, "Damn, that's fast."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "What's going on? Morning to you. How you feel?" She said, "Okay, let me catch my breath, because you kind of
caught me off guard.
I didn't think it was going to happen this fast. I don't talk to people on the phone. I told you, Tosh, I don't." So she said, "Listen, I'm very impressed with the way you're running that show for the Philadelphia Reign. Very impressed with your marketing skills. And what I want to offer you is, not only I want you to keep your job with Philadelphia, because they need you, but I want you to duplicate the success that you're doing with Philadelphia with the entire fucking league." And I think she said fucking league.
Bombs.
Drop them.
What'd she say? The what?
She wants to...
No. Say it. What she said. You said she cussed.
Right. She said, "I want you to duplicate what you're doing with the Philadelphia Reign with the entire fucking league. The entire Women's Professional Basketball Association."
But did you see how you said it and then you said back like a boss?
Boss.
Boss. This is what I'm saying. Congratulations.
So, thank you, Tosh. That means a lot more for me, because it's been a, you know, and this is the...
It's been a struggling time for
you. It has.
You had a lot going on. You had the jobs, and then the jobs fucked you over.
Right.
And then you had to get your surgeries, and you're still not out the woods with that. You had your diabetes. You know, you're being open here, so I'm just letting the people know. And, you know, passing out from the diabetes.
Oh, I passed out several times.
Doing all different kinds of stuff.
I was getting my hair cut at home. Barbara came to the house. I passed out twice at the table. He just was like, "You want me to call an ambulance?" I hit the table so hard, I busted my mouth. It was just a lot. So if you have diabetes...
But I bet you still kept getting that haircut, didn't you?
Oh, well, you have to pause it and then finish it up the next 2 days. But if you have a condition, listen, start going to the doctor. That's what we need to do.
Like just for 5 minutes to tell the people to go to the doctors, get what they need to get done. You know, your health is a major important thing in this world. Why? Because if you're not doing right, you know, you can take sea moss, you can do all different kinds of things. Even if you don't want to take, you know, like medicine from the doctor, you can do a lot of herbal things and different things like that. So
24/7
We have to
get better without help.
If you don't have a primary care doctor, fine.
Get one.
All right. If you don't have a foot doctor, fine.
Get one.
What you can do, like I did,
ear, throat, and nose doctor. Fine.
What I did this week, my insurance called me to tell me something about my dental procedure, because next year I'm gonna have, just like DJ Khaled did it, I'm gonna have all new fronts. Okay, shining. New teeth. Who this? New teeth. Who this? So she called and she told me what was going on, and then I said, "Well, by the way, since I have you," because they always ask, "anything else I can help you with?"
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Well, since I've got you on the line, what about, I went to the foot doctor and I wasn't impressed with the foot doctor. Is there any way I can get another referral to go see somebody else?" She said, "No worries. All you have to do is say you want a second opinion." I said, I want a second opinion. She said, gotcha.
Oh, I have a decent foot doctor if you need to go to one.
I need one.
Okay. She's there in Rittenhouse.
That's what I'm talking about. When it's white, it's right, baby.
Hello.
Hello.
Lie all the time, lies.
Jewish. My primary care is a Jewish.
No, but she's a very good person, and she does whatever, you know, she does good. I sent other people there that recommend to other people, and they loved her to death.
Right.
So I can send you to her.
So got the foot doctor going on. Then the other one, we went to the glasses.
Yeah.
Get older, you just can't see that small print, and I'm online all the time. So I said, I need glasses. Now, you guys cover the prescription. I can go in and get the eye exam for free. But then when it's time to actually get the goddamn glasses...
No, it depends on what glasses you want. Because, nope, they may pay for...
My insurance will not cover the glasses.
They won't cover frames at all.
None. I tried. But...
You ain't got welfare insurance?
Nope. But what they will do, if you have diabetes... I don't know. Everybody should get diabetes.
Damn! I don't think the people want it, but go ahead. Oh, God. Jeez.
With the diabetes situation,
they have to. It's a medical process. It's a medical year.
So all I need to do is get a note from my doctor Claire saying that I have diabetes, and now the glasses are covered.
Exactly.
Wow.
You winning.
Bing.
You winning. You winning.
And then
this is the winning season. People don't even know it. They don't even dig it.
And I'm going to tell you one more thing, and then we're going to go to a quick 2-2 break.
Okay.
All right. This is the Tosh and Truth podcast.
Yes, right? It is. On PC Radio Live, the number one internet radio station.
In the planet. I don't know if we could take over. You know what? We are the number one radio station on Earth and Uranus.
I can't make this up.
That tag is coming up. That hashtag will be out tonight. Hashtag number one internet station on Uranus.
On Uranus.
Right.
U-R-A-N-U-S.
All right. And the last thing, I'll tell you the secret, fellas. If you get, if you need help in the bedroom, okay, and you get, don't go to the gas station to get those snake pills. Stop taking those snake pills. Because now you're taking the snake pills and your hair falling out, okay?
Now I don't know why you want to have sex with you.
Don't nobody want you. Everything is shriveling up. And you keep spending this $5, $10 at the gas station, all right? With your insurance, they will prescribe it, like the tadalafil.
But don't you have to be a certain age or whatever?
No, they really give them pills out? No, let me explain. So, you can ask your doctor for a prescription, but you'll have a copay with it. Because it's like a fun drug, okay?
A what?
It's a fun drug. They say, well, you know, we're going to help you have more fun in your
life. Okay, because it's a
Viagra and all that kind of stuff. But... if you are diabetic or have high blood pressure,
you can get it for free.
Hey, everybody, this is Red Waters. When I'm not sucking dick, I'm listening to the DJ Truth.
Okay. So you can get it for free. You just need a letter from your doctor saying that you have blood pressure issues, which is what the drug is designed for. It's medically made. Because it helps people with...
Oh, it helps you with your heart. So if you're having sex, then you won't end up having a heart attack.
So that's where they found out. They was giving people this pill for blood pressure issues, but niggas was getting hard penises. They was like, wow, this is like an amazing thing. So
they was doing what? Giving them what?
Wow. Fuck my wife all night for 3 days. This is amazing. You know what I mean?
I can't make this up.
You know, this is real talk, real time radio.
Yes, right? It is.
So yeah, just tell your doctor that, you know, you need a referral, that you have blood pressure issues. Now that copay disappears, and you can get whatever you like. Hey, and stop going to buy those snake pills from the gas station. That was what I wanted to end this little segment on.
And then when we come back, guys, we will get into the porn hour.
Not all porn. It will be a little risque talk. And ask your friends over there, what song do they want me to drop?
Yes, what song do you want us to drop right before we go on to this break?
Mm-hmm. And you got 30 seconds to tell us, because people are driving.
People might not be able to type that fast. True.
No, I mean, they can tell us what song, what's your favorite song on this side? What's your favorite song on my Instagram Live so I can get it on during the break? One time for Jay Valentine 527, Mr. Gene Banks Jr., GBJ in the building. He's got that I Got a Story to Tell podcast.
I got Tony Harris. I got Tasha Wilkes. I got Sonny Martin.
G5_Gav. Tommy Jones. Who else?
Erica. Erica.
Rico's Karaoke Lounge is on the mix. In the mix. That go-to guy in the mix. And my baby mom is in the mix.
Oh, wow.
And I'll tell you about her after the break. Tell you about her after the break. So if I can't get the song now, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to just go ahead and get into it. And you guys hang tight. It is the DJ Truth. It is the Tosh and Truth Show. I'm sorry. Live, exclusively, PCRadioLive.com.
And we'll be back.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth. And my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives. You don't want the truth.